Forge of Union, Anvil of Liberty, by Jeffrey St. John. This book is read by Jeff Riggenbach. The book is subtitled, A Correspondence Report on the First Federal Elections, the First Federal Congress, and the Bill of Rights. This book bears a dedication to Catherine, who would be liberated in any age. In our progress towards political happiness, my station is new, and, if I may use the expression, I walk on untrodden ground. There is scarcely any part of my conduct which may not hereafter be drawn into precedent. President George Washington, January 9, 1790. To a friend, 8 months after being sworn in as the first President of the United States. Foreword. This volume completes Jeffrey St. John's trilogy on the origins of our national government, from the first day of the Constitutional Convention in 1787 through the formation of the first federal government in 1789. In these three volumes, Mr. St. John has condensed an enormous amount of history in a concise and easy-to-read format. The Commission on the Bicentennial of the United States Constitution gave its support to the publication of these books, and has placed them in schools, colleges, and public libraries throughout the United States and abroad. In this, the third and final volume in the series, the author traces the formation of the first federal government. Using the narrative technique of a newspaper correspondent, he takes us from July 1788, shortly after the adoption of the Constitution had been secured in the New Hampshire Ratification Convention, through the death of Benjamin Franklin in April 1790, when, with the fledgling federal government in place, the nation embarked on a journey that has continued.